The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, March 16th, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. 98.1 radio and also available on podcast platforms 3 days after the radio show. So sit back, relax, and get ready to discover the healing potential of nature's pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there is something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga and growing since 1979. And joining me is the guru of the common man, podcast extraordinaire, Clint Powell. Welcome. Good morning to Clint Powell.
How you doing, buddy?
Well, you know, we have new cameras in this studio that we're not using, but Clint and I had a bicep pose off, and I quite dominated, I think,
That's the result.
Because what happened is Clint's bicep cramped on him, and he almost had some tears rolling down.
It cramped a little bit. It's pulled. I got a good peek on it because it's pulled. But I just want to say something about the cameras. So look here at the back of my skull.
I see it.
I look like I've been cut by a razor blade with that stupid wrinkle in the back of me. It looks like where you slide your credit card to pay for something. This ditch in the back of my skull.
You've never
head.
Seen it before?
Well, I know it's there, but now when I'm looking up here, I'm like, oh my gosh.
It looks like a tough guy out of prison.
Okay.
Mike Tyson. He's got them.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I've got all kinds of scars on my face. That's just from not shutting up enough. But, you know, that's the way it goes. How you doing today, sir?
I'm pretty well. Did my every other week ketamine treatment at Chattanooga Scenic City Neurotherapy and love it. It's very therapeutic and also enjoyable, but doesn't have to be. I'm doing it for neuroplasticity, number one, which is to keep my brain active.
Just because you're drunk doesn't mean your neuroplasticity is getting any better. If that's the case, I was neuroplasticity'd out for about 5 years. What does that have to do with anything? But do you feel like it's really beneficial?
I do feel it is beneficial. I know I'm not slipping backwards. I know I'm holding my own. And on some days, I feel pretty proud of myself. Not all. Still struggle a little bit with some off and on insomnia, but I'm about 70% better than I've ever been in my past 30 or 40 years based on a lot of factors that we talk about. But tell people about this crazy 24-hour podcast that you have coming up.
It's 4 a.m. Friday, March 28th to 4 a.m. Saturday, March 29th. All the money, 100%, unless somebody just wants to give me a little cash tip on the side for staying up that long, which I will turn around and give to YCAP. Because all the money is going to go to the YMC YCAP program where they help at-risk youth, the early intervention. They do it through boxing and woodworking and gardening, tutoring, arts, all that. And I have, 30 guests, 31 guests are going to be coming on. Some are going to come on for a couple hours at a time. I think David Roddy is going to come on for a couple hours, Jeff Stiles. I've got the mayor, Cody Womp. I've got people from California coming on. I've got a girl from Slovakia going to do it through Zoom. But anyway, and thanks to Sean Whitfield for letting me use this studio. But yeah, that's what I'm doing. It's 24-hour. It's called the Nuga Podathon. You can find us on Facebook. And real quick, the reason I got this idea from the Jerry Lewis Telethon. You grew up watching it all the time. So you're going to have drop-in guests. You know, it's going to be fun. Now, I will say it took on a life of its own because I just threw it out there. And then everybody's like, I'm in. I'll sponsor it. I'm like, oh, now I got to stay up for 24 hours. And I don't stay up for 15 hours well. So I'm at I don't sleep well, but there's a difference between not sleeping and being functional.
There
I've got
is.
To be functional for 24 hours.
Well, and your description of not sleeping well is not accurate. You sleep very poorly because I know your numbers.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty big fan of nicotine. We used appropriately every now and then, like Dave Asprey and many people. It is a nootropic. It's one of the few things that won't kill us that will help us in brain activity during really crucial times.
Probably take one around 11 or 12 that night, I think.
And another about, well.
How long will they last?
4 hours.
So I'll take one around 11 or 12. That'll give me the 3 or 4.
It's dose dependent. You need to experiment. 4 milligrams, maybe, but 8 milligrams guaranteed almost.
Yeah.
How much money have you raised?
I've raised $4,400 of $10,000. Our goal is $10,000. Okay. And so hopefully that day we'll raise a couple thousand because I'm going to have a running ticker where I can get $5 or $50. Mm-hmm. So we've raised $4,400 right now through some corporate sponsors. And, we're getting a little more every day. But I'm hoping to have a $6,000 raised before we go live that day.
I'm making an announcement that Nutrition World is going to give $600 to get you to the next level.
That's fantastic. I will post that as soon as we post haste.
Yep.
When we're done with this. We're at $5,000 now.
Halfway there. Yep.
Halfway there, and we're 2.5 weeks out. And it's going to be fun, by the way. Thank you.
You are fortunate.
And you're going to be a guest that morning, too.
I am. 8 a.m.
You're going to be in between David Roddy, and there's a couple others. David Roddy's coming on, former NFL All-Pro linebacker. Buddy Curry's coming on. Jeff Stiles is going to be on that right after you with Rich Mazingo from the Lookouts.
Woo. Ooh, yeah. We're rocking.
I'm already tired. We only have a full show left.
I did 2 podcasts this week, with one with Optimize You. We talked about my ideas for how do we lose weight.
Okay.
And I focused on this continuous glucose monitor that I have now installed onto my arm on week 3. And it has taught me so much
about how to balance
my food intake. Because I can tell you there's very few people listening that has ever spent their whole entire adult life delving into the impact of foods and supplements on their own body more than Ed Jones has. Mm-hmm. I have just been a guinea pig for myself. It's been enjoyable. It's my passion. I love it. I've won some, I've lost some, and some probably just neutral. But I really have learned things that I don't think I could have ever learned without this continuous glucose monitor. So I'm going to talk about that in the third segment I have a new TikTok. I'm not new. I'm bringing TikTok back. And what I'm doing is I'm talking about this continuous glucose monitor for how do you lose body fat and also stay healthier through the use of this. They only will cost you about $75 for 1 month. For the equipment, one consultation fee. Optimize You is offering that, but you can also get it at your own physician. They can write prescriptions. You do go to GoodRx app to find the least price to buy it.
I will say this, and I'm anxious to hear about this in the third segment, and I just want to tease it. Did yes or no, and don't go into detail, stress affected it?
That's an excellent question because I'm not going to show you this right now, and I know you people at home can't see it, but I've made 4 charts of what happened to my blood sugar after eating. And one of these charts has to do with stress.
I cannot. This right here I find fascinating because sometimes what can I control, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can control your food, but also the things you can't control affect you. And it's good to be aware of that.
Yes.
So you know how much to, it's just, I found that really, I would never put those two together.
Yep. And I'm going to do the contest this year, the bodybuilding that Sean sponsored. And I'm going to use, so when this last apparatus continuous glucose monitor wears out, which is about 10 more days. I won't do any more till 1 month before the contest. Then I will stick it back on my arm because I want to know exactly how the impact of every piece of food I'm eating is impacting
me. Is it painful at all? I mean,
it was one tiny little, like a bee sting, barely.
No, but I mean, now, does it tighten up around
not
it
a
at
bit.
All?
Do I don't even it? Know what's on
okay,
there.
Okay, I didn't
nope.
know.
Nope, and nope. So I am excited about that. We have a new staff member, and her name is Thera at Nutrition World. She's a nurse practitioner. We are continuing to attract very high-level professionals who want to be part of our team because, why? Because they are pretty much burned out on the broken system of traditional medicine. Not the acute care part, because that is the most miracle industry about car wrecks and heart attacks. And I mean, that's where you want to be. But with chronic disease and prevention of disease, it's pretty pathetic. as I spoke, as I speak a lot about. In fact, I spoke it on Instagram, had a ton of hits. Jed Mascon recorded me for about 50 minutes. And then Cody, my great IT guy, he actually put these little snippets on Instagram and Facebook and has pretty much gone kind of halfway crazy. So
that's
awesome. Very pleased with that. Very pleased with that. And we do have the grip strength going on. Thank you, Clint. Clint brought one of these little hand grippers that have a digital readout about 4, 5, 6 weeks ago. And I've always been a guy intrigued about grip because I talk about the fact that Dr. Peter Attia and research shows very strongly that your level of grip strength, one, declines as you age. Two, it also, if it stays relatively strong, it has the strongest metric to predict your longevity. So the longer you can maintain it at a high level, the longer you most likely will live. And if it becomes super weak, it is a very poor sign for your longevity. And Clint's pretty darn strong. Scott is still the king of the squeezer.
Yep.
And anybody who squeezes it over 150 on the gauge will get a free bottle of creatine.
Now, that is that age dependent?
Age dependent, because if you're under 50, you can squeeze less, and for some reason, my memory has escaped me.
So if it's under 50, you have to beat 150, because that's what that's what Scott did.
Yep.
And were you, I thought it was 115 or 118. I can't remember what it is. You'd have to ask Scott.
Yeah, I think
but you can go in if you're over 50. And I thought it was over 50 or 55, but I can't remember. Scott knows the details.
Yeah.
And they had a couple of women come in this past week. And
all of a sudden, yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them, you have to be 80. You have to beat 80 on the squeeze.
Amy had
80, which is our great staff member, and she's very fit. A woman came in right before I left, and she gave it all her everything she had. She squeezed it and got 79.
Oh.
1 point away. So she didn't get the creatine.
Good try, though. You know what, though? Go learn. Come back in a different day. She'll come back in.
Guarantee you she will come back.
You might
want to
have Amy work out a little bit more. Up that thing to about 85 or 90, because I have a feeling y'all going to be giving away some.
Yeah,
some creatine.
We might have to redo those numbers for the women.
Yeah,
not for the.
No, I think 150 is going to be safe.
Yeah, I think if somebody like Paige or somebody came in, probably get 100 on there.
Yeah, I am. Oh yeah.
Well, today we're going to also be talking to Dr. Kirk Deering. He has he does a lot of homework to prepare for this, which he's probably overthinker, but he is so passionate about how he can help with people's individual situations because he's 30 year history plus 30 years of clinical pharmacy. That means he didn't deal at the drugstores. He dealt with patients, and he's going to present a case today of a guy who's really had some significant health declines. The medical field is not helpful at all, other than managing symptoms, which is also helpful, but not for getting to the root of the cause. And Dr. Deering is one of those, like me, that's a great, great inspired by the detective hunt of what really started this process of decline and what can we do to slow it down. So he will be joining us soon. So it is time to take a break. And so when we come back, we'll be with Dr. Kirk Deering and that plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram, Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host, Ed Jones and Clint Powell, are back with you to empower your health and well-being, as we have done now for each week for 7 years, seven straight years. I've loved most of all of it, even though it has interrupted my schedule at times. And we did Saturdays for like 3.5 years. That was a tough one. But now we do it a little bit on different schedules. Well, today, again, we are going to have our Dr. Kurt Dehring, clinical pharmacist of decades of experience, who now is fully employed at Nutrition World, has been for some time, and is passionate about learning how to dig deep, look into the details that traditional medicine doesn't teach. It doesn't mean they're not good people. They just don't have a system that teaches to be a detective hunt as to why does person A not get sick and person B did get ill? What was the triggers? What was the underlying causes? There was a guy that I wrote an article about this several years ago, and my Mac just died and I couldn't transfer all this, a bunch of stuff over. One of them was this article on Antoine Béchamp. I don't know how much you've heard of Antoine Béchamp. It was a long time ago, and he actually had a theory called terrain theory. And that was right at the same time the germ theory came out. So there was a battle between what really causes disease, germs or the terrain. The terrain theory was based on, if you imagine you have a pond in your backyard and it is full of disease-giving mosquitoes, is the problem the mosquitoes or is the problem the pond? So if the pond is drained properly and the pond has clear water and the pond is very healthy, it's not going to produce these mosquitoes. Or you could do the other theory, which germ theory, which is we're going to go in there with a bunch of chemicals and kill the mosquitoes. We don't clean up the terrain. Dr. Dehring is like myself. He is about a terrain journey, and he's going to present a case history, which I love this. I love hearing, so-and-so has these things, and this is what I thought about it, and this is what we're going to try to see what will work, especially in the non-toxic world that you and I live in now. Unlike, pharmaceuticals, you don't want to kind of experiment, but we can do a lot of stuff with this with great safety. So welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Well, thank you. Well, so I talked about doing clinical pearls, but what I decided was I could work in the clinical pearls in with doing case presentations or case studies. In the medical world, we call it case studies, and that's how we would learn a lot. We would have these lunches where you'd sit down and you'd present a topic and a disease state, and then you would get to the treatment. And there was, but we never really got to any kind of resolving the root cause. It was always, here's the disease, here's how we diagnose it, and here is the treatment, the pharmaceutical. Well, as we know, we're trying to get to the root causes of problems. But what I want to do is start presenting case studies here where we show how people came, sat down with me. I went over the disease states with them, the treatments, look at their goals and try to get them off or try to reach their goals, really. But in this case, I had a guy named Ricky that I did consultation with. He came in with 10 different disease states. He had hypercholesterolemia. He had GERD, which we know is reflux, sleep apnea and sleep disorder. He had sensory seizures. He was diagnosed as pre-diabetes. He had restless leg syndrome. He had the beginning stages of Parkinson's. He was on carbidopa, levodopa, is what's called Sinemet. He's having pain in his back, has cognitive dysfunction, mental health problems, having some depression, a little bit of anxiety, and has a prostate issue. I will start at the beginning of those, and at some point I'm sure you'll cut me off, and I will just get through as much as that I can. His supplements that he came in on were just B12, D3, C, zinc, and magnesium. So clearly he needed to be on more supplements than that. And the doses he was on were really not adequate amounts, especially seeing how he's on a proton pump inhibitor, which depletes the amount of...
And those are antacids, right?
Yes.
I'll
get to that in a minute.
Okay.
But, so his goals were to minimize the number of prescription medicines he was on, which is roughly 9 or 10, and to, quote, minimize his fatigue, which I would say let's increase your energy levels. But he wanted to minimize the amount of fatigue he had, and he wanted to regain his cognitive function because in his cognitive function, I didn't mention his meds were Aricept, which is a early medication for early dementia associated with Alzheimer's. And he was on fluoxetine, Prozac. So with the high cholesterol, he was currently he's on rosuvastatin 40 milligrams.
Wow.
And my recommendation was, of course, to discontinue the statin based on, and what I usually do as I present to people, instead of coming from me, I want to say, hey, here's this cardiologist out of Arizona named Dr. Jack Wolfson. Here is his article of 18 reasons why he doesn't recommend a statin, and I go over that with him. And in this case, I'm going to highlight the fact, the reasons why he shouldn't be on it as well. One is memory loss and cognitive decline. Studies suggest statins may be linked to memory loss or cognitive decline, potentially due to the reduction of cholesterol, which is crucial for brain function. There's a doctor named Dr. Graveline who wrote an entire book called Lipitor, The Thief of Memory.
I knew him.
Oh, cool.
Yep, met him at a convention. We talked on the phone several times, and he ended up passing away, at a relatively decent older age. But he still attributed his use of statins to the massive decline of his last 12 years of life.
Wow.
And once he got off of it, he never got better.
Yeah.
That was the thing. That was what frustrated him, was the fact that so much of the statin dangers were hidden, and he was a very aggressive physician, and he gave it to a lot of patients, took it himself, and then realized, what have I been told? This is not correct. But go ahead.
Yeah, there's no denying now that it has a role in this. I've seen way too many people that came back that complained about this. So, and this doctor's writing a whole book on it, The Thief of Memories. There's just no doubt it has an impact on cognitive function. Liver damage, this patient did not have any liver damage going on. Depletion of coenzyme Q10, I didn't check any levels on that or anything, but I'm going to assume yes, because when you decrease your CoQ10, you can lead to fatigue, muscle weakness, and cardiomyopathy, and this guy's definitely having the fatigue. Increased risk of type 2 diabetes, and I've known this for years. I've seen the studies on this. And the studies show that it makes diabetes, makes your blood sugar levels 10% worse.
Mm.
So his A1C is 6.0.
Okay.
So take 10%, 0.6, subtract that from 6, he's 5.4.
Yeah.
He's not even pre-diabetic anymore.
No, right.
So this has actually pushed his levels up into being, quote, pre-diabetic. So they were recommending that he get started on metformin, which is the number one thing they go to for diabetes. Well, now that's the 10th medicine that would have been added on at this point. We're going to eliminate that, because if we eliminate the statin, then we can eliminate the need for the metformin. And plus, we have better options anyway in the nutraceutical world. Muscle damage and pain, I won't get into the details of that because I've talked about that in one of these, the show before. Hormone disruption, so statins can disrupt hormone production, affecting mood and energy levels. We know how much an important role, if you're low in testosterone and all your hormones, it's going to affect your energy levels. So definitely playing a role there. Risk of neuropathy, increased risk of cataracts, heart failure risk. It doesn't destroy, but it affects negatively your microbiome. So you get a microbiome imbalance. And it decreases, but here's another one for him. I won't get all to 18 because for time purposes, but increased risk of movement disorders. Statins may contribute to an increased risk of developing movement disorders such as Parkinson's disease due to their impact on brain cholesterol and CoQ10 levels, both of which are essential for brain function and neural protection. So these have been shown to, if not anything, exacerbate Parkinson's disease, which he's having early symptoms of and has started on a medication for. If we get him off of this, is there a good chance or is there a chance that we can reverse this? Possibly. Which point, he doesn't need the Sinemet, the carbidopa-levodopa combination. And so that may eliminate another medications that he's actually on.
But to do that, we're having to address the underlying deeper issues of the needs of the physical body in order to put the plan together. So it's not like you're just recommending taking away drugs. We're actually fixing the machine that has been somewhat disabled by age and other factors, and then the complication of the drugs that came on top of that. So you are rebuilding the ship as you're doing this.
Yes. And what I've told people is that most people that come to see me are in a state where they can still use the knife and the fork.
Yeah.
Everybody can do that. And most people are still in a position to be able to do the exercise, you know, appropriately to get to fix things. Those are the two strongest pillars of our health, are those two. This guy, I'm not so sure how much he's going to be able to do the exercise part of it, but hopefully we can improve some things.
And you're going to follow up with this because this just started. And so probably I'm just letting you do this, but maybe in 3 months you'll have a complete update on how well this gentleman has done. Or if he didn't do well, maybe he just stayed the same, which is still a positive because you know these diseases don't stay the same. They get worse. So the first goal is to let's stop the progression. Second one is to get better. And you will hear on Vital Health Radio in 2 to 3 months a new report on this gentleman.
And then when it comes to, everybody always wants to, so obsessed with lowering cholesterol numbers, and I am not. The only one I want to look at, which nobody checks hardly at all, you can get it done, but to check LDL particles. Mm-hmm. For me, that's the most important one. I know you like ApoB and some of those, but I like LDL particles. And because that's the one I think that's been showing those are the small, dense particles that get lodged into your arteries. And the problem is if they get oxidized. Now, if you have a lot of LDL particles, maybe for a genetic reason, let's say, or from history or something, as long as you're willing to eat healthy, you will not oxidize those LDL particles, and you're not at great risk for having atherosclerosis. So the key is to make sure you change how you're living and how you're eating so that you don't oxidize the particles. So I want to check his LDL particles, but and I don't have a whole lot of time to go into it, but our treatment, let me just get through the statins first. The other big thing I wanted to bring up about them is increased risk of depression, and this guy's clearly depressed. One that he's not, I don't know if he's having or not, but I want to mention this because I think it's important, but statins can decrease vitamin K too.
That's hugely important.
And it's hugely important, yes. So, and I'm sure you've mentioned that many times, but like I say, repetition is the mother of knowledge. It can impact adrenal function, and it can reduce cellular resilience, so it can decrease antioxidants things. But getting back to the LDL particles, to me, that's what you want to go after. And guess what statins do? They don't go after particles. They don't go after LDL particles. Some of our things that we recommend are better than others, and I almost haven't found any disease yet where omega-3s don't play a huge role.
Bingo, absolutely.
And omega-3s actually decrease LDL particles. And there's something called bergamot. I know you know. But bergamot is in a product that we have called berbecol, which combines berberine, which also decreases sugars and cholesterol. But they combine bergamot and berberine, great job at lowering cholesterol levels. But in particular, what I think is important is reducing LDL levels, and bergamot does that. It can also affect the LDL particle size. I could get into all the studies and give you the statistical significance and stuff, but I mean, I know we got a time constraint here. But so at the end of this particular part of this guy, I recommend is we stop the statin, we start a berbecol, and hopefully check get some levels checked on where he is with his LDL particles and maybe even his ApoB and look at some of those sub, because total cholesterol and things like that don't mean, they just don't mean anything. But moving on to the proton pump inhibitors. So you wanted some examples. Prilosec is omeprazole. Nexium is esomeprazole. It's just a metabolite. Prevacid is lansoprazole. Protonix is pantoprazole. Acefex is rabeprazole, and Dexilant is dexlansoprazole. So anything that ends in prazole is probably a proton pump inhibitor, which blocks all three of your protons pumps. Your pumps, you have three of them. These block all three so that you basically shut down acid production.
You sound like a pharmacist. Oh, that's right. You are a pharmacist.
So at one point, this guy did have Barrett's esophagus, which is pretty significant. That is one time when I'm okay with a short-term, three-month use of using a proton pump inhibitor. But at that point, you get off of it, you do the lifestyle measures, do what you need to do to prevention, avoid the trigger foods, you know, avoid the causes of the reflux to begin with, and then you won't need the proton pump inhibitors. But
and we have options, too, that can help along that path, for sure.
Back to the dangers of being on a proton pump inhibitor. They can cause GI problems. So it's been associated with certain infections like C. diff.
Oh, yes.
Which is a nasty bug.
And that makes sense because you eliminate the protection against those bacteria, which are normal, healthy acids. So go ahead.
And I remember when these things first came out and I said, wait a minute, I know acid does something good in the stomach.
That's right.
And I said, I'm going to guess that the rates of diarrhea go up when you're on this. And so I started looking at the package insert, and lo and behold, yeah, compared to placebo, a lot more rates of diarrhea with it. But anyway, nutritional deficiencies. So they can interfere with the absorption of certain nutrients. And so it's B12 in particular, magnesium in particular, iron, calcium. So you can get deficient in all these things.
And you can look up on AI that exact question, and they will tell you exactly what you just said.
And to me, man, when you're getting low in B12, when you're getting low in magnesium,
oh,
I mean, magnesium is a part of the nutrition world's core four for a reason. It is so essential. 300 different processes in the body. And this guy in particular, I think it's leading to some of his problems. So they can lead to cardiovascular risk. Proton pump inhibitors for GERD have shown a 70% higher risk of serious cardiovascular events. Increased risk of first-time ischemic stroke and myocardial infarction. Then bone health associated with increased risk of fractures. Neurological concerns. Been shown that there's a link between proton pump use and dementia. So you have a 44% risk of dementia with the use of proton pump inhibitors. And this guy is having dementia.
Wow.
So what I've got him on, the treatment for him is a protocol tapering him off the proton pump inhibitor. I have a whole protocol there. I guess I don't have time to go into it now, but basically you taper off of it and you utilize other things as a part of that to get you off of it. And for him, I'm actually recommending, which is really good for getting it off and getting you restore your gut, is Vital Planet's Gut Restore.
Absolutely.
So, and then, of course, doing the lifestyle measures. So we also have a lot of other good things. I want to get him on a probiotic. And did you know that melatonin can actually decrease sphincter tone and helps with nighttime reflux?
Okay.
So I've got him on herbitonin, which I think is a superior melatonin. It's bioidentical. It's plant-based. It's the best. So the other things I didn't get to that maybe we'll get to next to is his sleep problems, where he's on clonazepam, and clonazepam is causing further decreasing his cognitive function.
Absolutely.
Been showing that it definitely impairs your thinking and your impairs your difficulty in thinking. It causes depression.
And it's very popular.
Very popular. And so that we want to get him off that. We're going to get him off that. We're going to move more towards using something like saffron, get him off the fluoxetine. And I know I'm running through these quick, but he's also having sensory seizures. I think that'll go away once we get his magnesium and all these other things right. Get him on the omega-3s, which is crucial. He's having Bressel's leg syndrome, probably due to his magnesium and other things. Parkinson's will probably go away with this. And that's all I think I've got time for.
Woof. That was a mouthful right there, wasn't it, Clint?
We didn't even get to the prostate.
That's all right.
You know,
that's all right.
Well, I had a dollar for every time I heard that.
You're rebuilding. You're rebuilding.
It's the only time I've talked in this whole segment. You're welcome.
You are rebuilding the brokenness of the terrain is what I'm going to say again, and that does take skill, takes education, as you have done.
When you come back, I do want, not now, I know, you know, next show, I want to know what vitamin K does. Why is it so important? And what's the why?
It's a director.
It's a director. It basically like a
tells calcium
director.
To get the heck off your
perfect
lining of your arteries and get in the bones.
That's right. That's what I want to do.
All right. Well, it is time to take a break. Thank you, Dr. Dehring, so much for that comprehensive plan of action, because people, a lot of time, they don't understand that I'm not feeling good, I'm sick, maybe I just need a multivitamin. Well, that's true, but if you really want to get well and you've had a lot of years of decline, it's going to be bigger than that. And it takes someone with skill. And, you know, you are available to talk to people at Nutrition World to set up a consultation, or a quick conversation is always fine on the floor, but a longer one like you have to do for these people would be require a consultation. You're not being their doctor, but you're telling them and empowering them so they can go and make their own best decisions. Yeah. So that is it is time to take a break. When we come back, I got a handful of information. One again is I'm going to cover my bases on continuous glucose monitors and tell you my four scenarios that I have learned by the use of this, as far as what did it do to my blood sugar that I thought I knew that I didn't. So that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio and Podcast, the show that shares the philosophy that we can lead longer, healthier lives by embracing the latest and accurate knowledge of health and the vital importance of nutrition and lifestyle. As I said in the first segment, Sean has done a great job of putting these new cameras in, and hopefully we will actually have audio and video at a certain point. But the wonderful thing about it is my forearms, when I squeeze my hands, look like Mr. America. Look at those ripples. Look at those tendons, ligaments, and muscles, Clint. Have you ever seen anything like that on a guy this age?
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
This is going to become the worst show of my week. There's 100% chance I'm going to walk in one day and you're going to be sitting there naked doing this show. Look at me, Clint, in my glory. Everyone, you can't see me. Let me explain it to you for one segment. Segment three, I will be describing my body. Jeez.
Hey, it'll be a pleasant show. That'll be something.
By the way, we'll talk about that grip strength again, though. You know, I see you over there flexing, but I mean,
what counts is grip strength, isn't it?
It's all show, no go. I got a little show and a lot of go. I got a little 130 over here for a 57-year-old. That's all right.
I'm training. I will get back up there. So
my goal is to get to 135. If I can get to 135, I mean, 130 is above average for my age.
Way above average.
But it's okay.
Let me talk about myself again.
We haven't stopped you.
Oh, that's right.
I want to say, though, that this segment is needed. We just had the update from Dr. Deering. And I know it seems like that was a lot of Dr. Deering, but the thing about it is those kinds of clinical feedback, you do not get at any other nutrition store.
Bingo.
I would say probably it's rare in America, but for sure in Chattanooga. I'm not going to go down this rabbit hole too much. We just interviewed a girl, you did, and she worked at a health store here locally. And what she was disappointed in is they weren't teaching her anything.
Bingo.
She was an employee.
Exactly.
And it wasn't they're bad people. Yep. It's just their job there is to sell product.
That's
not your job. It's there to educate. And I think that's a big difference. All right, back to you, yourself, and whatever your life.
Okay. It's all about me again, so be quiet.
Yes, sir.
All right. On TikTok, Nutrition World Tennessee is the name of my TikTok account. And I did this on TikTok that I'm getting ready to talk about, the continuous glucose monitor. What is that? It's a needle that's very painless. You put it in your arm. It lasts approximately 2 weeks. And every 5 minutes, you can look at your phone, see what your blood sugar is. Mm-hmm. What that means is when your blood sugar or when my blood sugar, I will use me as a perfect example. If it elevates 20 to 30 points after a meal, I'm pretty happy because that means two things. I probably did not put on body fat. And secondly, I probably did not increase inflammation. So I look for foods that keep me very well balanced. Well, I did four charts that I have on TikTok that I just posted about 3 days ago. And the first chart, which I know you can't see, but it's easy for me to explain. It says the continuous glucose monitor for Ed Jones my breakfast is 50 grams of ancient nutrition protein. So I get 50 grams of protein in a scoop. I put a little fiber, a little creatine in water with a cup of coffee. You can see that my blood sugar in 2 hours basically did nothing. It was flatline. Next meal.
And both that was under 100 the whole time.
Yes.
Okay.
And the next meal, I happened to eat a lot of this kind of meal. I had a type of beef. It could be a filet. It could be some meat. Mm-hmm. I do not like chicken very much as far as health anymore because of the way they're raised. Beef is not perfect, but it's better than chicken. And so I had beef, broccoli, mushrooms, and of course my tequila drink, which is the drink that I also have tested that does not raise blood sugar at all. Well, it went up in 90 minutes. I had about a 25 point rise. Perfectly fine. That's amazing to go up 25.
And stayed that way for not very long.
Not very long. Within 90 minutes, it was back to square one. Mm-hmm. Third meal, which is the one that actually shocked me to death. Love sweet basil. And so I eat the same thing there. I've been eating the same thing for 20 plus years. Chicken massaman. Well, I eat beef massaman, not chicken now. I used to eat beef of the chicken. But here's what happened. Ooh. I had a half a serving of rice. It skyrocketed over 120 points within about 30 minutes. It just kept climbing almost to 200.
Wow.
It took 2 hours to come back down. One half serving of rice on that. Now, I will say that I was an hour past my normal eating time and I was famished. I'm going to retest that to make sure it wasn't oversensitive.
Can I, real quick, Are you saying, inferring that maybe if you hadn't, if you'd been more saturated, you had more food in your system, it would not have absorbed
maybe.
As much?
Maybe. I'm going to test the sweet basal theory within the next few days. Okay. I'll eat the exact same thing, but I won't do it in a famished state because I only had half the serving of rice. I didn't eat the whole bowl. Here's the last thing. I did was not eating during this period of time, and I had an interaction with someone who it wasn't terrible, but it was stressful. Mm-hmm. Okay, look at this chart. It went from my about 89 up to almost 150 for about an hour with no food because what happened? Cortisol went up. Cortisol, stress hormone, raises blood sugar. So I put on body fat and inflammation
at
that
time. Think about this. Now, this is what I'll infer. What if you're living in a constant life, worried about your bills, worried about your kids, worried about your health, and all of this, it's just nothing but stress, 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 and you wonder why your body's always hurting, why you can't lose weight. I'm not saying it's the only reason, but you cannot just dismiss that as a contributing factor to not being in physical shape.
You cannot. Yeah. I mean, looking at those numbers makes me accountable even more to monitor myself. And
if
not,
you were going
to
tell somebody which is going to raise your blood sugar more, being stressed for a short 15, 20 minutes, an hour, whatever it was, or drinking tequila and rice, you would have picked, and the rice did it more, but comparatively, you would have said, oh, the tequila, or oh, that meal. Eating, of course, affects it.
Yeah.
It's a physical versus a physical thing, and it's like, no, that's not it at all.
It's
stress. That's crazy.
I'm doing a podcast on gum and teeth health that I love these challenges because I deep dive to a place of insanity to learn from the people that I trust. I've learned from Huberman. I've learned from a dentist called Dr. Mark Berhaney. It's just blew me away. And one of those we talk about, and I'm not going to talk anything about it except one part of this whole YouTube, and it's about the microbiome in the mouth. And guess, I'm not bragging, but somehow along the path of my life, I always wondered how could anything not be harmful that burns like Listerine. When you put Listerine in your mouth, it's like, ouch. Well, I always kept thinking, even before Katie was born, she's 34. It doesn't make sense to me. And I call that ancient wisdom. It doesn't make sense that this could be healthy. And so I rarely used it. Even though part of me said, well, of course, it's killing germs. Well, it doesn't. You don't have to hurt to kill germs. I kept thinking it's damaging. Well, Listerine was invented in 1914. Did not realize that. And it is still being recommended. Guess what? Number one side effect of Listerine is increase in blood pressure. It increases blood pressure. Why does it do that? Because one of the biggest producers of nitric oxide in our body is our mouth. That comes from the microbiome, the good bacteria in our mouth. Guess what kills it more than any one substance? Listerine. So when you can't make nitric oxide relaxes arteries. And as we age, we lose it. Now, you can do things like beets and pills at Nutrition World and other things. But really and truly, I want the body to do the best that it can without a lot of assistance. And so I am getting more cautious about how I'm using the toothpaste choices and other parts. And I'm using a product by Life Extension called Oral Care that actually is a probiotic. It's got two probiotics. You melt them in your mouth to reinstate and reinstall these bacteria that need the microbiomes within the mouth. Because the whole study of this is the fact that when things happen in the mouth, it has far greater affinity to pass the brain barrier. So cognitive decline and heart disease are the two biggest things that will come. It's not an if it will come, will come if you have gum disease, you have untreated, if you're using the wrong chemicals, which are toothpaste, the wrong flosses because of forever chemicals, the wrong mouthwashes, very few you can use. And I'm going to present all of that over about a 40-minute YouTube within the next couple of days. So that will be, I've got a lot of homework and it's enjoyable homework, but it is homework.
So I have a question on the Listerine.
Yeah.
Is it the alcohol content in it, even if it's low, that is killing it? Because doesn't alcohol kill both good and bad bacteria?
I mean, it's an antiseptic.
Yeah. So
don't say my tequila. We're not going down the tequila path with this conversation, okay? Just giving you a warning right now. You see these big forearms? They're going to be wrapped around your throat if you say, what about your tequila?
They're not, though.
They're not what?
They're not going to be wrapped around my throat. No. That's okay. That's all right.
For 1 second, so you throw me over your
there's
shoulder.
There's never been a non-truth said more in this studio than, I'm going to wrap this around your throat.
Okay, I have a gun in the floorboard of my car, and as you walk away in your back, you won't know
it. Yeah, but you know what, though? Your microbiome will be intact, though, Clint. Because you don't have any. That guy died. Do you see the microbiome in his mouth? It was fantastic.
Hey, you know me. I've been raising my voice lately, so...
Every time this pastor got asked a question, that's not what I want to do. See, yeah, my bad, man.
All right.
That was fantastic. I'm glad you brought that up. Good for you.
It is time to take a break. When we come back, about one or two more little snippets of wisdom. That as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, and my great co-host, Clint Powell, is back here on the fourth segment. I'm trying to make up with him after I kind of raised my voice.
You're not making up. We're fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah, you're wrapping your forearms around my neck, and now you're all... This is getting to be an odd podcast. It is. I mean, a radio show.
I want to talk about methylene blue real quickly. I've said this twice that I was going to talk about it, and I never did. You know, RFK's kind of made it famous because he was taking the blue liquid on some social media probably about a month ago.
Yeah.
I have been experimenting with methylene blue for approximately 4 years. I always on the guinea pig edge of trying things before I really should probably be trying them. But I am getting more confident in this substance. It was the first drug ever invented on Earth, I think 1876. It was found to help cure malaria, and it also is still in the emergency rooms for cyanide poisoning. Methylene blue is a very, very effective drug for cyanide poisoning. And And for malaria, it's not really used because there are better drugs, but it did work. Mm-hmm. But what's happened to it is now morphed into kind of an anti-aging protocol because it does many things to the mitochondrial function. Mitochondrial is the energy system. If you look at a car engine, the cylinders, the very basics of how horsepower is built in any engine is, my forearms do look awesome in that. Look at that. I need a picture of that. Mm. The mitochondrial is like strong forearms. And the blue stuff in methylene blue builds those cylinders within the cells of everyone. Secondly, it passes the brain barrier. And there's some good, solid information and not complete proof by any means that it could slow the demise of Alzheimer's and dementia in people. I, at this point, am doing it 2 to 3 times a week. I'm not so confident that I want to do it every day. Secondly, I have seen people, or women especially, who've had a lot of urinary tract kind of infections and issues for years, finally get it cleared up with a dose of 15 to 40 milligrams of methylene blue. Side effects, here they are. Side effect one is your urine will be very blue. No problem with that, but it is kind of scary if you weren't prepared for it. When you're an older man and you kind of dribble on the floor, it does create a little bit of stain, so you got to make sure you clean that up, Clint. That applies to me. I'm sorry. Mm. I'm the older man here.
You just keep looking at your forearms, dude.
And then...
Okay, keep moving on. This is the hardest segment to watch you do. I can't even look at you while you're talking.
Yeah, I know you can't.
It's ridiculous. It's like I'm watching my son discover his muscles when he's 14.
Dad, is that a vein?
So back to peeing on the floor, Ed.
Okay. Yeah. The dripping on the floor. Okay, past that.
Yeah.
That somehow I've lost my train of thought on that.
They were giving the side effects of methylene.
Sorry. Thank you. This is why you're in the big bucks.
Yeah.
The only real side effect is that if you have too much serotonin, it could make you have serotonin syndrome, which causes more grief. It's more anxiousness and anxiety that you didn't even dream possible. And those can come from the use of antidepressants and then using methylene blue. Mm-hmm. Now, there are plenty of people who use it with that. And if you use it and you're not having that after a few weeks, you probably are a candidate.
But I just want to throw this in there and then you go to your second thing. There's another product you were going to talk about. It's just also, if you're on a prescribed medication, Ed may not like the system, but don't stop taking a prescription.
Bingo.
Don't start taking something with a prescription that may have a counteraction. Talk to your doctor, even though that may be something that, you know, philosophically, we don't like you being on those medications. Do not just start taking or stop taking something based off this radio show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And and I'm not just saying that to be legally smart.
Well, no, that's just for your health.
For common sense.
Yeah.
We don't do that. But when you say talk to your healthcare professional, well, you got to find the one that actually has the toolbox of knowledge.
But if you have one and he gave you or she gave you that medicine,
yep.
I mean, I guess my point is don't just assume you're going to be fine if there's an actual risk.
Yep.
And some people have more risk factors than others.
Bingo. So, absolutely. Yeah. There is. Yes. So I'm glad you threw that in there.
So there was a methylene. There was two things you were going to talk about.
Well, I don't have time, Clint. The time's running out.
By the way, that methylene blue, you said something that was pretty dramatic there at very first. You said the first product ever created on Earth. So when we go back to listen to this, I just want everybody to know. His forearms look great, but that when you said that, my ears perked up.
Is it
in
the Bible?
1800 and something, you said the first product ever made on Earth in 1800. I'm like, there was products before 1800. There's things out there. Come on,
man.
Ed,
what fire and stuff. You are such a historian.
I am.
You're into statistics. I am so.
Everything up here is a steel trap, man.
The teller
we
of
owe
truth.
Everyone that's heard this show an apology today. Everybody that's heard this show, the only good part of this show is Kurt Deering. That's it.
Oh, but
that was it.
I appreciate you, my
you're
friend.
You're welcome.
You know
that. And they now have a very good visual that your forearms are just shredded.
Do you remember? You know what? I think I've lost my checkbook. That $600 that I was going to give to your
you're
podcast.
You're going to hurt the kids because your forearms are good. That's wow. Okay, Ed. Not sure that's the best public relations move you want to do. You know what? The heck with it. Kids that need help.
Yeah,
I have been offended, sir.
It's about my forearms. Yeah. You know, just put it.
We're going to give it to a good nonprofit forearm charity.
Okay, time to shut your pie hole. It's time for me to finish this show out. So that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio and Podcast presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platforms or find us online at Vital Health Radio. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and the amazing 37 staff members of Nutrition World, we thank you for taking your important time out of the day to spend it with us. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Bain Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.